Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
What's good, everybody? We hope you guys are having a great day so far. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Scaredy Cats podcast. For those of you who are new here, allow us to introduce ourselves. We are your hosts, Sway and Liz, and on this podcast, we talk about true crime, ghost stories, and basically anything scary you can think of, we're going to talk about it. If any of that interests you, make sure you guys add us to your favorites and tune in every Wednesday for a brand new episode.
Yep, guys, and we also review the latest scary movies, and if you have any stories you'd like us to talk about, feel free to send in your requests on any of our social media pages at Scaredy Cats and that Scaredy Cats with the K.
And talking about scary movie reviews, on the last episode, the Bermuda Triangle one, we did review Scream 6, of course with no spoilers, but basically our opinion and how, you know, we rated the movie overall. So go check out that episode. It was literally the one last week. And as well, let us know if you have seen Scream 6 and what you thought about it anywhere on our social media pages.
But before we get on today's episode, we do want to review You Season 4, Part 2. Mm-hmm. And I believe it came out a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And honestly, guys, like, we had such a busy week, so it did take us some time to binge it, you know, to watch it. But once I did, I kid you not, guys. Oh my God. This, like, Part 2 really threw me off. Like, I was angry. I didn't know what to feel, but I know for sure I was mad.
I was mad too, because throughout the whole season, I thought Joe was changing. Once you guys figure out what happens on Part 2, we're not going to give any spoilers because, you know, it's still fresh. Some people might not have watched it yet. It is crazy. Like, it is insane. And it honestly terrified me at the end. Joe, like, he is legit a psychopath.
He is, and it was like almost like he was like breaking out of his cocoon into a different version of himself that was 10 times more crazier than
creepier.
Than the one before. I personally rate it 10 out of 10. I do know, like, the first part did start off a little slow for me, but the second part, like, it was perfect, and plot it was just twist. Plot twist and everything. So if you guys haven't checked it out, I definitely recommend it. I'd say 10 out of 10 for me.
I give that show, Part 1 and Part 2, a 10 out of 10. Literally will, like, shock you when you watch Part 2. With all that being said, let's jump right into today's episode. As you read the title, we are going to be talking about a place called the Bohemian Grove, where the rich and powerful go to worship an owl god named Moloch. And they also is reported that they do satanic rituals in the woods of California. This group of people includes former presidents, the CEO of your bank, your favorite artist, your most beloved actor, and lots of other powerful people. It may seem fake that these important professional people would be running around the woods at night like weirdos, but what we're going to tell you today is 100% true. So every year, in a restricted 2,700-acre campground in Northern California, there is a secret elite invite-only ceremony that was founded in 1972 in San Francisco, California. Former U.S. presidents such as Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, and George Bush Sr. have attended and were part of the Bohemian Grove Club. This event has been kept away from the public's eye for years. It is so private that ex-military men guard the area with night vision equipment, but they aren't allowed to watch. What makes it even crazier is that even the Secret Service attends this ceremony. So what exactly do these rich and powerful people do during this gathering?
To this current year, 2023, during the early days of summer, over 2,000 male members joined the ceremony in Bohemian Grove. It was first founded by artists and painters who created this Bohemian Club in order to showcase their art. But as time went by, the artists began to invite people with money, so they can convince them to help fund the Grove by providing a private space where wealthy men can come and hang out and kind of do whatever they want away from the public eye. For a few years, it was going smoothly, but that's up until 8 years later when artists began to complain that the Bohemian Grove isn't what they made it to be anymore. And that things have taken a drastic change, and that because most of the artists were being replaced by the rich, influential people, people who own banks, former or current presidents, and musicians, even leading scientists and Nobel Prize winning NASA engineers. And like we mentioned, former presidents such as Reagan, George Bush Sr., Eisenhower, and Nixon all joined the Bohemian Grove before they ever became U.S. presidents. George Bush Sr. joined the club in 1973 and he lived in the Hillbillies campground, and his roommates were CEOs of Bank of America, as well as General Motors, a car manufacturer. And a couple years later, Ronald Reagan would join the Bohemian Club and he moved into the Owl's Nest Club and was roommates with the CEO of the United Airlines.
And you might think that having all these rich people in one place together, you know, they must be coming up with plans to work with each other. But that's actually incorrect. The Bohemian Grove had a strict saying that states, in quotes, "Weaving spider, come not here," meaning that people could not network or make secret plans, nor do business deals. He stated that the Bohemian Grove was a place to let go all of your worries and consume large amounts of alcohol. And I mean, like, a lot of alcohol. It was said that members would also dress up as drag and would gather around an open-air dining circle seating over 1,500 people. Along with that, a huge part of the Bohemian Club was a lakeside speech. These were talks that candidates running for presidents would do in order to see if the rich and powerful would back them up in their campaign. One of the first presidential lakeside speeches was given by Eisenhower in 1950, where he announced he was going to run for president and gave his first presidential campaign speech. He spoke on what he wanted to do while in office, and lots of rich people, including Richard Nixon, were listening in the crowd. Nixon would then go on national TV and say this about Eisenhower, in quotes, "It struck me forcibly." And shockingly, 3 years later, Eisenhower became president of the United States. 17 years later, when Richard Nixon gave a lakeside speech announcing his presidential campaign, which, you know, shocked the entire crowd, he would then become president of the United States 2 years later in 1969. And he claimed that the lakeside speech at the Bohemian Grove was his first milestone on his road to becoming president.
So obviously, like, personally to me, there is something weird going on there. What makes me question is that, like, we hear a lot of these stories where, like, a lot of these rich peoples kind of do, like, satanic rituals. Yeah. I kind of want to know, like, who all did it, including presidents. What kind of rituals were they doing there? Like, were they doing, like, sacrifices? Like, what was going on behind the scenes? You know, like, that's just, it's so weird and it blows my mind because, like, it's kind of scary to think that, like, you know, like, we hear stories like this, but what if they're actually true? You know
what's crazy? When we get further into it, there's a fact that I saved myself that shows and states that this is actually true.
Oh, goodness gracious. I don't know, guys. Honestly, when I think about Hollywood and, like, all these people of the rich, I just know, like, if we ever became rich one day, if we ever became popping, like, with our YouTube and stuff, and say we get invited to these parties, like, I'd be like, no, thank you. I'm okay. I'm out, because I'm not involving myself with Hollywood.
Yeah, it'd be scary to even get invited to those things.
Yeah.
But I know, like, stories that, you know, artists have came out that they just throw, like, tons of money in your face.
Yeah.
And people fought for it. I personally, I know myself and I know you, and I would not, you know, say yes to being invited to these, like, weird elite
we'd
parties.
We'd probably create, like, a safe word. So, like, if someone, like, said something, or
probably,
like,
make a podcast about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. And then after, yeah, make a podcast. Yeah. I don't know. But anywho, guys, the Bohemian Grove is basically where the elites can control the world. Because in these cases, they really do. They pick who becomes president and how they are going to control certain events that might be happening around the world. Some reports claim that the Bohemian Grove played a big role in ending World War II with all these bomb explosions. But what makes things even more creepier is the ritual that takes place next. To kick off the summer camp, members of the Bohemian Grove dress up in what looks like a Ku Klux Klan robe, but all red, and being the ritual called the Cremation of Care. They gather around in a circle with torches and sing creepy music, while another group of members walk into the middle of the circle with the coffin with what some report to be a human body, but others states that it's a sack full of sticks and is shaped into a human figure. And guys, like, I don't know. Just
creepy,
saying,
right?
That myself was a little weird.
Honestly, it's so weird what they do, because, like, what happened, what we're going to talk about next, it, like, gives me chills.
I have one question for you before we do go on to that. If, like, the FBI were on, they're like, okay, we're onto this and we want you to go undercover into this group and, you know, give us proof that they're doing these, would you do it?
I would do it.
You would do it?
I would do it because it'd be, like, nerve-wracking, but in a way, it would be exciting to, like, bring to light that these things are real.
I honestly, I don't think I'd do it. I'd be scared and I'd crack under pressure and I'd be like, you know what? Never mind. I went the wrong direction, guys. I'm out. If the government told me I'm supposed to guard it, I'd be like, no, assign me to something else because I'm not involving myself in this kind of weird stuff.
I wonder, like, if you were to, like, accidentally look, what they would do. Like, they'd probably, like, do something crazy.
I'd be like, sorry, I'm blind in my left eye. I don't know where it was going.
What's crazy is that this human represents all the worries and sins that the rich and elite carry on their shoulders every day. And by burning it, they let go of all that and start fresh, as they believe. So they first start off by playing the ritual recording, which is voiced by a news reader, Walter Cronkite, I think. It's spelled C-R-O-N-T-I-K-E, and I know he was a news reporter like a long, long time ago, like decades ago. So they play this recording and members hum and sing. Afterwards, they start a fire, which is right below a 30-foot wooden owl, which they worship, called Moloch. This owl's eyes are said to glow red while the ritual is happening, and after the choir finishes singing, they light this human or human effigy on fire, and all their worries and sins just wash away. Satanic sacrifices have also been associated with the Bohemian Grove, especially when it comes to actors and musicians. Human trafficking, child abuse, and public mind control are also part of what the Bohemian Grove is hiding. They haven't denied that it's not fake, and they're not going to say who is there. But I mean, if you look at back at certain things and certain speeches, presidents back in the day, like, they would say, like I said, I think it was Reagan or like, I don't know, Nixon. It was Nixon. He literally said that his speech at the Bohemian Grove was what helped him become president.
Yeah, and honestly, things like this frustrate me so much because it's always covered up.
Yeah.
And especially by the rich.
It's crazy. But there is one person who managed to sneak into the Bohemian Grove ritual. And this is where I'm telling you what I saved to the end. Mm-hmm. Because he even managed to record it and post it online, which was further taken down. But you can still find little clips of it. His name was Alex Jones. And in the year 2000, he recorded the entire ritual inside of the Bohemian Grove. In this video, you can see numerous people dressed up in red cloaks standing underneath this humongous owl, like we said, named Moloch, that we talked about before. But he claims that what was being burned was an actual child, not a fake human. In the video, you can hear screaming coming from whoever was being burnt, and shortly after, large flames just burst into the sky.
Yeah,
and I saw this video.
That's pretty creepy. And like, what scares me so much is that, like, I don't know, like, it's a child, yeah. And it's like the innocence of a child. Like, that's what like makes me so angry. And like, especially with Hollywood and things like that, like we've talked about Hollywood in the past, like we have an episode on Hollywood weird and stuff. And it's just like there's so many things involving the youth that angers me so much.
Yeah.
And it just like it makes me so mad because these people are so like, they're just rich and they literally can push their money anywhere and it gets covered up.
Yeah.
But there's like things like this that are even possible to have out there, and that's just so weird to me. People are weird, you know. Yeah. And this is really weird. And thankfully, you know, Alex Jones ended up getting it on, you know, on camera, because otherwise nobody would have believed it. But still, like, even though that's out there, there's still people saying, oh, that's a conspiracy, yeah. You know, which is crazy, right?
It is really crazy. But yeah, if you look it up, if you look up Bohemian Grove, it literally shows you like where it's at. And it says, it'll tell you that it's like a restricted elite invite only club. And it'll show like the acres and how it looks and the big old owl that they have there. And it's creepy.
Yeah, owls honestly creep me out. I know like on The Fourth Kind, the owl was like the first sign of you seeing one of the greys, basically, which is aliens. And so like to think that like these people were, you know, like bowing down to this owl. Owls come in many shapes and forms, and one being this ritual, that's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Honestly, I will never like owl again, even after this.
Yeah, and it's really weird because there's some stuff that I left out, but it did say that the reason that, you know, a lot of like satanic or weird rituals like this involve kids is because of the innocence. So it's sad, but you know, when they sacrifice a young child, their innocence, basically they believe it transfers onto them, and now they're like innocent and
washes
their spirit, and they're just like good people. But then they fall back into their ways of doing, you know, weird stuff, and then they just continue to sacrifice, you know, more kids.
I wish things like this would come uncovered, because it's like, it's so weird.
Yeah,
I don't know, guys. It's so confusing, especially with topics like this. Like, it's just, it's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. But what do you guys think about this? Do you think it's a place where the rich and powerful go to do satanic rituals in order to control the world? Or do you think it's a place where they just go to have fun? But aside from everything, what we said in this episode is like facts and has been reported, especially that video that I told you guys. It's like, it's an actual video that was posted, and I believe this guy, the Alex Jones guy, he is now labeled like crazy and a conspiracy theorist, and I think he's currently in trial for like other things that he's tried to expose. So he's like being sued for that stuff.
See, and like that's another thing though, like when these people come and bring these sort of things into light, they're seen as crazy and like a like you said, conspiracy theorists. But it's like, I think that's the image they always go for to people who are trying to tell the truth.
He's crazy.
Just like, what's his name, Orlando Brown.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff he says, like, some things I'll say, yeah, he's a little bit on the crazy side. Lost, you know, he got a few loose ends. But overall, like, a lot of the stuff he says makes me trip out. How he said that one time that he saw, like, Michael Jackson's still alive and that he's just in the streets and this and that. So, like, I don't know, stuff like that just weirds me out because, like, they always pin it on someone and just say that they're crazy. And I feel like that's always the thing, the way they go. But then, like, you see it so many times that you're just like, I don't know, he's probably telling the truth, you know?
Yeah, true. But I guess, you know, let us know what you guys think about this story anywhere on our social media. Do you, like I said, think that it's a place where, you know, the rich and powerful go do these weird rituals? Or do you think it's just a place where they go and have fun? Personally, from the evidence and stuff that's been reported, I believe that they go and do like weird rituals there, because that video is just proven, you know, proven footage. And if you look up pictures of the Bohemian Grove, that big old owl, the big circular open air, the little campground, it'll show you those pictures, and that's exactly what was in that video.
See, but then even if it's not them doing a satanic ritual, they're still going there to get drunk, you know? Yeah. And these people are just like drinking a bunch. So either way, I'm sure there's stuff, weird stuff that happens.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a ritual, I'm sure there's a lot more behind the scenes that are happening, you know? So like, either way, it's like that place just seems not good.
yeah, it doesn't. But before we end off the episode, we do want to give a huge shout out to you guys. Once again, thank you for all the support you guys have been showing, especially on TikTok, you know, even on the podcast. Like, the downloads are insane. So thank you guys so much for the support. We're glad you guys are enjoying it. But don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms if you are new. We post on TikTok small little clips, so check us out. It's at the Scaredy Cats Podcast, and that's Scaredy Cats with a K. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review letting us know what you loved about it. We would really appreciate that. But without further ado, we are out.
Peace.